In today's gospel, Jesus gives us the condition for being his disciples when he says, "Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another." Well, in order to fulfill this command of Jesus, we need to look at how Jesus loved and how that love might be concretely manifested in us. Jesus' love was unconditional. While hanging on the cross in agony, Jesus forgave those who crucified him. He forgave the woman taken in adultery when she wasn't even expecting that love. He forgave Peter's denial of him with no strings attached, except to lead his people. Who are we willing to forgive unconditionally? Are we willing to forgive unconditionally the person who has hurt us? Or do we pick and choose who we will forgive and how we are willing to forgive them? That's not how Christ forgave. Christ forgave unconditionally. Jesus' love was sacrificial. Jesus' first great sacrifice was becoming human. He accepted the limits of time and space to embrace our humanity so that he could save us. That was the ultimate sacrifice. What are we willing to sacrifice to help someone who might need our help? Or does our selfishness not allow us to sacrifice for others? Jesus' love did not discriminate. He dined with social outcasts as well as the rich leaders. He dined with prostitutes and tax collectors, as well as with the Jewish Pharisees and scribes. Are we willing to reach out to others, especially when we don't think they are worthy of our help? Or again, do we pick and choose who is worthy of our help? Do people have to fit our standards before we reach out to them? That's not how Jesus acted. Jesus treated everyone as equals. Jesus healed the lepers as well as the Roman centurion's servant. He washed the feet of his disciples and healed the pagan woman's daughter. Even though he was superior to others, Jesus did not act superior to others. His humility would not let him do that. Do we let our pride get in the way of how we treat others? Do we feel superior to others because we might have an academic degree or because we belong to a certain social status? Jesus' love was compassionate. Jesus had compassion for the widow of Nain and raised her only son to life. Jesus saw a hungry crowd and multiplied loaves and fish to feed them. When we see something bad happen to someone we don't particularly like, what is our initial reaction? Do we think, oh, they deserve what happened to them? If someone comes to us to ask for forgiveness for something they did to us, are we ready and willing to forgive them? We can truly call ourselves followers of Jesus only when we take Jesus' love upon ourselves and act as he did. His love was unconditional, sacrificial. It did not discriminate. It treated everyone as equals. It was compassionate. That's how Jesus acted when he was on this earth, and it's how he still acts toward us today. And it's how Christ expects those of us who claim to be his followers to act toward others. Today we benefit from one of Jesus' greatest gifts of love, the gift of himself in the Eucharist. His Spirit is alive in us and helps us now to continue loving as he did. Jesus said, "This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Do we manifest that love in our lives? How evident is that love in our individual lives and in our church today? The pagans said of the early Christians, "See how they love one another." Can people say that of us today?